Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. It is Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney. It's time now for our Web Attack free download of the week. Every week we spotlight a piece of software, and let's make sure everybody understands we're not saying you need this software. We're just saying if you happen to be in need of a program that happens to do this, then here's a free one. This week's free download from WebAttack, our buddy Marco out there at WebAttack.com, is a program called Check Printer. And it actually uses your existing blank, your bank checks, where you can basically change the software to lay it out so that you, when you print a check, it prints properly onto your blank checks. And it integrates with Microsoft Money and Quicken and a bunch of other cool stuff. So makes making your bills, paying your bills easier. The reason it's nice is Quicken and Money and some of these others require you to get a special type of check to be able to do the printing. This will allow you to actually modify the printout so that it'll work with your existing checks. Kind of cool.
My question is, how do I get my checkbook to feed through the printer?
You got to have a special multifunction printer.
Oh.
Check that out at datadoctors.com/radio. You'll see all of today's offerings, including the Geek Speak of the Week and all of our resources on multifunction printers. Shall we go back to the phones here?
Yeah, we should. We should go to Richard.
Richard's got a very common question we'd like to answer. Richard, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you. Glad to talk to you. Okay, my situation is that I work outside all the time, basically. And some of the work that I have to do would be made easier if I could get a laptop computer.
Okay.
The only thing is that I'm outside in the weather all the time.
Yes.
And the first thing they tell you when you get a laptop is you don't take it outside.
Not unless you get a special kind of laptop.
There are industrial laptops made that are made for that kind of use.
Panasonic has a series of what they call ruggedized laptops you can spill water on them, the heat, all that stuff. They're actually military grade.
Yeah, they're a big heavy metal casing on the outside, and they stand up well to things. We've seen them in our shop a few times. Real commonly from the GM proving grounds and things that are out, and they throw them in cars and drive around a million miles on a test track out in 3,000 degree weather. And, you know, these things are made for rugged kind of use, but because I think Panasonic is one of the only companies that makes them, they probably come with a fairly decent price tag.
Were those exaggerations?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Depending upon how important this is to you, you're going to probably double the cost to go to a ruggedized laptop.
I kind of figured that.
But, I mean, if you can look into it, just go to Panasonic's website. You can see all kinds of things that are going on. You might also want to go to Google and just type in weatherproof laptops or something like that to see who else has got them.
What kind of work do you do that a laptop's going to help you with?
It's a secret.
Well, I'm a security guard.
Okay.
And I can be anywhere from out in the middle of the desert.
Well, what kind of information do you need? I guess maybe a laptop's not what you need.
Well, what I have is I have reports that have to be filled out.
Yes.
And in some instances, I'm in places where, like, there's a large number of vehicles, and I have to take down license plates and then print them out.
Okay. Have you considered using, like, a pocket PC or some type of Palm device? If this report you're filling out is in some kind of standard application like Microsoft Word or Excel or something like that, they have pocket versions of that. If you're doing lots and lots of writing and things, you probably wouldn't be real keen on that.
Not necessarily, because they make these fold-up keyboards that go with those little hand devices so that you can actually type into them.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those?
I've seen them.
Be a lot cheaper.
And I have heard of the Panasonic. In fact, what I was going to ask you is that do you know of any store or shop that stocks them here in the Phoenix area?
Nowhere.
Even if they did, you'd probably pay a premium, so just look for them online.
Okay.
Those are not something that's going to be a stocking item at any store I can imagine anywhere. You're going to have to order those things special.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. Good luck, Richard.
Thank you.
Thanks for keeping us secure out there.
Kind of a strange request, huh?
Not really.
A ruggedized version. Couldn't you just get like a big plastic bag and stick it around your laptop?
Well, Richard, if you're still listening, you have one other option. Since it's going to cost you twice as much for the ruggedized version, buy two of them.
Wait a minute.
Keep your data backed up.
We need to invent now.
Huh?
The laptop prophylactic.
All right, let's go to Richard and Eloy. Richard, welcome to the Computer Corner. I'm going to move right past that one.
Well, I wasn't moving on the I-10 eastbound this morning. You forgot that in your traffic report.
Oh, you know, I didn't come up from Casa Grande, so sorry.
Oh, okay. I came through the West Valley, and the I-10 was closed. But anyway, hey, two questions. Your printer just came out this morning with the card reader, and it is HP.
Well, my printer?
The little memory stick reader?
Well, let's back up. You said your printer just came out this morning with
what does that mean?
Well, you were asking earlier today, I don't know if you guys remember early, one of your first calls, you said, well, maybe HP will come out one with a do-all, answer the telephone,
what we were talking about where the card reader itself would actually interface as it shows up as a drive on your computer.
But they've had card readers for a long time in them that allow you to stick the media into the printer and print directly from without having to have a computer really even involved. What we were saying is it'd be cool if you could make that actually work with your computer, meaning you could stick it in there and read the stuff into your computer, do whatever you wanted on your computer, and then print it.
Oh, cool. Anyway, my question was, in XP Home, is there a remote assistance for dummies?
Remote assistance for dummies?
What is it you're trying to do?
Well, actually, I want my mom to set hers up because it's like she's forever calling me and saying, I know it has remote assistance, and I run 2K. I haven't come into the 21st century yet.
Oh, I see. It's really, really very simple if you've ever worked with it and looked at it. It's like a wizard. It walks you through it.
And she would just send a remote assistance request to you, for example. It would come either via email or an instant messenger kind of program, and then you would kind of click on a link. It's made to be real simple. Tell you what, we're going to put you on hold and grab you back offline because, obviously, the show is ending here.
Maybe we should do a whole show on Windows XP's remote assistance.
You never know.
And actually do it live on the air.
If you missed any part of today's show or any of our past shows, you can get all the links to all the info at datadoctors.com/radio.
Don't forget our television show broadcast Channel 9 at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and a new episode will air Tuesday night at 5:30 and again repeat next Saturday. So check that out, Cox Channel 9. It's called Technophobia. It's Ken Colburn, Brenda Disney, the Data Doctors, another computer corner down the tubes here, reminding you,
if it ain't broke,
don't fix it!
See you next week.